Blog Talk Radio.
And go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know that in the end you'll still be loving her. But then she's gone, you're all alone. I never learned to give myself. I've been a fool, but right now I need someone else. Well, 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 just like boy blue eyes, I'd blow my horn if you just lead me home. Baby, I should have known.
Girl, I love that man from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. There's nothing about him that I can do. I just love him. I've got to keep him, but I really have to go because it's time for the Dr. Rock Show.
And you sure can't touch an emotion. Love, true love is to the bone, to the soul, where hearts are home. And I just got to explain to you how I feel. Cause you see, I've been a fool, but now I love you. And I've learned, baby, I've learned. Well.
Right. You're at the Dr. Rock Show at the KKMT Radio Networks. Beautiful Friday here in Houston, Texas. And you ought to know by now it takes a fool to fall in love. You ought to know, you should have known before you even fell in love. But it's too late now, you're caught up in the madness. We want to thank you guys for coming in. We're going to have a beautiful show tonight. We're going to be talking about some very explicit topics. We want to try to put some love back into the relationship, guys. We want to make sure that you guys know that what we know, love ain't dead, and we're going to try to make it work. We're going to try to keep it hot, keep it strong, and let's keep this thing vibrant. By the way, guys, all you have to do is, rules are when you call into the Dr. Rock Show, call in number 718-508-9018. If you want to make a question, ask a question, or make a comment, hit the number one and we'll bring you right in. Tell your friends about us. We're here every Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time talking about romance and relationships, doing what we do to try to keep it all together. Tonight we're talking about The Confessions of a Romantic. Yeah, that's right. The Dr. Rock said that he's a romantic. The art of romance is still very much alive, guys. We're going to make sure that we take you for that love, a trip down a two-way, that love on a two-way street. We're going to take you through lover's paradise. We're going to find out exactly tonight how deep is your love. And if it's deep, was your leg trembling? We just want to know. We're just asking them hard questions tonight. We're going to keep it 100. I think I got my producer on the line, and we're going to crank this thing up. You there, Professor K?
As always.
Well, it's a love thing tonight. We're talking about that love thing. I mean, it's a love thing. So we're going to open up some lines and see if we can talk to some people. We're going to come right back to, I hope you guys liked the intro. We thought it was quite appropriate and kind of sweet. Again, we're just trying to do some different things for you to make sure you guys are happy. And let's talk about love, guys. Let's talk about romance and romantic interludes. 860-670. 860-670. You're a romantic? Okay. How about... Okay, we got some background noise there. Let's find that. 310-920. You're a romantic?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There we go. Make sure we got the connections here. Okay. When you want to be romantic for your man, with your man, what do?
I ask him. I intune myself with him. How was his day? What is it that he wants to do? What is it that we would share together and enjoy it?
Okay.
It's not all about you.
How about he wants a surprise?
Well, it's nice to prepare surprises. Surprises are good. Maybe you can have something where he does a surprise where he meets you somewhere and you're not dressed like you normally dress, or you take on a whole different persona for him to come and pick up a new date that evening.
Okay, what would you have on?
Well, it depends on what he likes. Women have got to learn to cater to their mate.
Okay,
you have to be
give us your scenario right quick.
Oh, well, let's see. A different colored hair, maybe a nice wig, maybe a if he likes stilettos, he likes high heels, a high pair of stilettos, a dress that he admires.
Okay.
Or a way that you normally don't dress, but you would dress for him.
Yeah.
Then have him meet you. Leave him a note. When he gets home, meet me here. He's looking for who he normally sees. When he gets there, he gets the surprise.
Exactly. Yeah, that sounds like a good one. How about we want some creative ideas, guys? I mean, we think we've heard that one before. Let's see if we can be a little bit more creative. Dr. Rock will take you there. How about she comes home and you got her clothes laid out for her, and, you know, you got the, you know, the truck on the side and you got the convertible cleaned up. You take the cover off the convertible. You got a bag packed for her. She comes in. She takes a hot bath. You know, she puts on your favorite jean skirt, and you guys just ride off into the sunset. You wind at a pier, and you got a boat chartered, and it's just you and her. You know, you got her some liver pate, a little cheese and crackers, a couple of bottles of vino you're dragging on the bow of the boat. And, you know, that her favorite mixtape, that slow jams, whether it be R&B or jazz. And you guys, it's a full moon. The full moon is bouncing off the water. You know, and it's just you and her. You guys just sharing that special moment. You know, so, you know, whatever you can do to be creative to keep that romance in a relationship, I guarantee you, you'll benefit from it in the long run. Let's see if we can go back to 860-670. 860-670. We're talking about the confessions of a romantic. Got some romance in your life?
No, not at all.
You're going to bring us down here. Okay. Act like you got some romance in your life, okay? Hey, hypothetically speaking, if you did have some romance in your life, how would you romantically create that special interlude for your special someone?
You know, right now I can't talk because I'm in the gym sweating some bullets, but in about 25
Oh, you just
want to
listen. Okay. Hey, look.
I'll be done. Give me 25 minutes.
Do that thing and come back. Keep that body hard for her because she's going to like that. She's going to like that, okay? Thanks a lot. Okay, look here, 309-706. 309-706. We're talking about the confessions of a romantic. You know
okay.
how to keep that romantic relationship?
Yes.
How
I
do
don't
you
have
do
a problem with it.
How do you do it?
I do it with communicating and passion, not just thinking about me. You know, it's not about just because he come home from work, it's an everyday strive in my life with my man, you know, to always keep that spark. Without that, or create, like you said, creating different things. I mean,
yeah.
I like the rose petals on the floor, you know, to the bathroom, sending candles, notes. Notes are good because they don't know what to do. They shocked to even see it half of the time. I might
yeah,
just pop up new.
Yeah, it's kind of unexpected, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I might pop up new with a coat on. Who knows where he's going? If they don't, you know what, to be honest, if a man don't even want to figure out your spots, why would I even dress up for him? Might as well just walk on in new.
Okay, now, Bill, now we already been down that road. I already told you, get that man that road map, please. Quit
yeah,
making
whatever.
Him guess. Go ahead and communicate with that man. Hey, look at 309. I want you to put a note on the refrigerator and say X marks the spot. And I want you to put X on that thing so he'll know exactly where to go to get on it, stay on it, until your back crack and your legs tremble and you lose consciousness, okay?
Okay, whatever.
We're going to make it easy, brother. We're going to make it easy for that, brother. Because, no, I appreciate what you're doing because you're a very good communicator. And it kind of befuddles me sometimes why you just won't simply communicate what it is you want, where you want it at, as opposed to making him, you know, go through the roundabout way, the scenic route, as they say.
Rock,
can you share that?
I have said and expressed many a time. It's just like somebody bungee jumping, okay? An orgasm is different than anything, and that's what I need. And if that's what it takes for me to get back, then if it don't bother him, it shouldn't. I mean, you could say that I talk. You know what I'm saying? But it's also something about females that we like because we got all kind of spots that we don't even know we have. You understand
okay.
what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Who's going to know your body better than you?
Nobody. That's the thing. But
you still learn your body. You have to learn
right.
your body. People think they know their body, but you have to learn what you like and what you don't like. You know, so the
well, they're
going to
learn that
there.
Unless you communicate it to them.
You know what?
But, I mean, he could go 10 years without finding that spot.
Well, you know what, Rock? Then in the next 10 years, he'll find it then. So, I mean, long as he's okay, and
okay.
I'm okay. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? And I could tell him, but guys don't listen. Ask the women. If they tell
okay,
me
okay.
that,
the next,
calm
no
down.
Sex, no,
calm
we ain't going to bash. We're not going to bash. We're doing a romantic.
No, I'm not bashing. I'm not
okay, well,
we're gonna, bashing.
Let's be nice.
Okay.
Let's show we're going to love
people
each other tonight.
Listen.
Love each
okay,
other.
Let's just put it like this. People don't listen. They don't listen to each other. Okay?
Communication.
Better?
Communication is a very
yeah.
difficult thing. You're right. Go ahead.
Right. So if I say that what I like and tell them what I like, you don't have a man that likes breasts all the time. You might not like a man that likes fingers or toes or even having oral sex. So if you communicate and tell them and it's something that they don't like to do, then you still have to communicate to find out something else that's better for both of y'all. You know, because I'm
well,
not going to laugh if I don't get it.
Yeah, you're talking about the smorgasbord of love. It's like a buffet table. And you know he wants prawn shrimp, and he wants some of that prime rib, too. So he's going to definitely cover the bases. I just think that communication, it makes it a lot simpler for everybody. The key is you want to be satisfied. If you communicate exactly what that spot is and how to satisfy you, I think, you know, at that point you can hold him responsible if it doesn't happen. And ladies also, you know, become a willing participant, an active willing participant in the process. If it ain't happening for you, you know, kung fu that monkey. Use the five fingers of death. Do something, but don't just sit there and suck your gums.
You just told me don't say man. Now, you keep saying ladies. Say guys, then. That's what you
well,
just told me when I say man.
I think old boy is going to be all right.
yeah, but
you know,
see, I ain't going to
say it. Okay, calm down. We got some other callers and stuff. Let me go to my co-host and let's make sure we get his perspective on this thing. Again, I want you guys to consider something that is, you know, different. So far, you know, I want you guys to come up with something creative other than what we've seen in the movies, what we've heard other people do. Let's see if we can come up with some romantic interludes that are a bit different from and outside of the norm. Again, you're at the KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock and Professor K. We do this computer love each Friday at 7 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. And the call-in number is 718-508-9018. If you are interested in asking a question or making a comment, please hit the number one. I'm coming back to you guys. I want to see what my co-host, if he's learning anything from these eons of sharing intimate space with the doctor.
Oh, I got one. I was thinking about this a little earlier. They say that now this could potentially get you in trouble, so you might want to be careful when you do this one.
Okay, we're going to FCC this one and call the law. Go ahead.
No, you ain't. Not with the FCC, with the HP people, not with the FCC. Just hit me out.
All
right.
Go ahead.
So you rent you a little, you know, little cop outfit, right? And so you tell her, you know, you're gonna be a speeding criminal. And so, you know, she drive her car by, you know, a little fast, and you just kind of wait on the side, and you know, pull her over.
Uh-huh.
You know, you say, look here, lady, you were going such and such in a such and such hour zone. You know, that's going to be a $200 ticket, or that's going to be a night in a hotel room with me.
Yep.
And so, you know, she already got her bag packed in the back.
Yeah.
You've already been to the hotel room, you got it all set up. It's not just a sleazy hotel room. It's a nice little resort.
Yeah.
It's a little resort hotel, you know, it's a Friday night. So you tell her, you know, hey, you know, you're gonna have to leave your car over yonder, and then you know you're gonna have to come with me.
And plus, I'm gonna have to frisk you on I-10.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to frisk you right here. So you put the blindfold on her, and you get over to that resort. You know, the bed's already laid, the bubble bath's already drawn, the roses and the champagne is already out, and then y'all just make a weekend of it.
And then you whip out the baton.
The baton, the whip, the mace.
That weapon, that weapon of mass destruction. It's on like popcorn. Okay, I like that one. Let's see if we can get 404-909 on the line. 404-909, we're talking about the confessions of a romantic, a true love story. You got one for me?
I'm sorry, Dr. Rock, I didn't hear you. Hold on.
We're talking about confessions of a romantic, talking about a true love story. You got one for me. What do you do special for your man?
I wrote it for my man.
Excuse me?
What am I doing special for my man, or what have I done?
What have you done? What do you do? We ain't got to make it personal. I'll call them names.
Okay. Gosh, what did I do? I make breakfast. I make lunch. I make dinner. I give him life. I serve him.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. You put on those red pumps?
For a moment, I did. Took them off.
Okay. And that black dress is kind of short?
Mm-hmm. All that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he can kind of, you know, men are visual guys, so they can kind of enjoy the view as they, you know, prepare to have a nice dinner and so forth. They can relax and anticipate what is what's going to be on the platter for dessert.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't make dinner, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, you know, dinner is dinner, but dessert is oh so much better. So, yeah, exactly. Let's do this, guys. I want to ask you guys another question right quick. 310-920. You've been together for 10 years. You know, guys, what the doctor has understood and figured out for the last 15 years or so is that for some odd reason, romances always start off on a 10, and within the first 2 or 3 years, they kind of fizzle down to a 2. You know, again, what advice can you give to our callers? Because tomorrow we'll probably have about 100 hits on this show. What advice can you give to our callers to, you know, help them survive that, you know, that downstroke when the relationship becomes ho-hum and mundane? How do you keep it alive? What can we do to keep it alive? I mean, other than the sexual thing, guys. We know sex is important, but, you know, again, you know, you can only do that for a minute. And believe me, what happens after that? Do we just sit there and watch the ceiling fan? So what else can you do as a mate to contribute to keeping that spark and keeping fire in the relationship? 310-920, go ahead.
Sex begins in the mind. What you do with your mate mentally in the morning is what you get in the evening. If you are arguing and having harsh words and attitudes, that carries over into your day, and when you enter back into that dwelling, you're...
You got the kudos. You're right. Come on. Come on with it.
You carry that same attitude when you come back to the house. You were fine. But when you hit that door, you're like, dang, my left ear, this is going on. Here we go back into here. No.
Yeah.
How about some, baby, you look good today. I know you got to go out there and fight this world, but you go out there and make it happen. And when you come home, we're going to leave all of that out there because we got our own little euphoria here.
There you go. There you go. Straight up. Again, KT, I want you to go ahead and give 310 your keys. You know, you have been summarily terminated and replaced.
Terminated.
Hey, well, except for the fact that you work for free, we're going to have to keep you around. We're going to have to keep you around. Yeah, each week she has some very insightful advice for us that is logical and both provocative, and it makes sense, guys. We have to be sensitive to our mates, to each other. If one is on a downstroke, that's your purpose, that's your job, to bring that person back into the balance, into the fold, and not to just sit back and, you know, kind of like, well, you know, why you got an attitude? Well, I'm having a rotten day. You know, you got some booty shorts for me or something? You know, can you make me a sandwich? Can you be positive and constructive? How about this one, guys? Why is it that today, you know, most couples are not team players? You know, what I found missing in relationships today is that lack of cooperation. Why is it that two mature grown adults who agree to say that they love each other and spend their lives together, make these bambinos and move forward in life, can't simply cooperate on certain things? You know what I mean? On most things. We have to be able to agree to disagree. I think the pastor used to say that, you know, people have to be equally yoked. Well, ain't nothing equal under the sun, just like he ain't be at that church if I don't give him my tithe. But that's another subject. But the situation is you can't be equally yoked. You cannot be equally yoked. Tell him the doctor said it. However, you guys can be in agreement. And if we're in agreement that, again, we got this master plan, again, she got those peach-colored booty shorts on, and you guys lay across the bed, put on a little Quiet Storm, you crank the laptop up, and you say, baby, look, you got an accounting degree. I'm a businessman. And I think we need to put our heads together and come up with a master plan so that we can have what we need today and to create a legacy for our posterity. You know, and I think two people that really love each other should be able to do that. Now, why is that not happening? Let's go back to 309. 309-706?
Yeah.
309. Yeah, okay. Why is it that people are not cooperating in relationships today?
They're not communicating a lot of times because people just don't know how to communicate. They come with learning and wanting to be together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lines are just so open now that they, you know, have really got sidetracked. We all have, you know. I can't blame one person for another, but I know as a fact love won't kill me. It only hurt for a while. I have
right.
been through a divorce. I know how it feels. And I also had to go back and apologize for the things that I did wrong. And believe it or not, I felt good afterward. I was relieved. Because
yeah.
it's not all one person's fault. You know,
sure.
no matter what everybody say, I tried. You never give up trying. You know, it's a condition in everything if you want to make a relationship work. I know it. I live it. And I'm steady trying to live it and find that right person. And I know that I have to take my time and not rush into things to get to know that person. We're not kids no more. I ain't trying to get, you know, 2-3 years along the way and, you know, it's gone because I didn't mature enough to know how to say, hey, baby, what's wrong? Do we need to talk about it? If you don't feel like it at that time or she don't, you know, let it rest for a minute and then go back. Always try to say good night and good morning, no matter which way, because for some reason that just sparks the day. You know, if that person even upset, they still going to kiss you and kind of mellow down a little bit. So
I agree. Somebody has to take the initiative and to kind of direct things into a positive mode, guys. We have to be, you know, big enough to understand that just because you didn't get your way and, again, maybe some things happened at work that weren't cool, that, you know, we can't bring that home, that mess home. Don't inflict the harmony in your home, in your household, with the outside negativity. Homeostasis is a word that I want you guys to look up. It means optimal level in science, but homeostasis prefixed by what? Home. Your home should be a safe haven. It should be a peaceful and a quiet place for you to be home, be happy, and to be creative. If it's not that, then something's wrong with that picture. So come on, guys. We got to recognize that we have to start doing the things that are necessary to make our relationship work. We go to the plantation, and we work like a redheaded stepchild. And then we come home, and we think that everything is just supposed to be automatic in the relationship. It's not. We've talked about integrity and character in a relationship. We didn't have too many callers on that one. I agree. Nobody wants to talk about the fact that sometimes they don't have the capacity, the maturity, to simply tell the truth, to simply be honest in a relationship, to be forthright, you know. If you want to go out and party with the friends Friday and Thursdays every weekend, then maybe you're not prepared to be in a relationship. You know, guys, if you want to go out to the sports bars every Saturday with your friends, you know, maybe you're not ready to be in a relationship. A relationship implies relating, two people becoming one. Building something is the construct that's totally missing. What are we building? Dr. Rock will tell you, even in business, the marketing guru here, I don't want to be in a relationship, whether it be business or personal, unless there's some growth potential involved. If that relationship is stagnant, then something's wrong with the picture. And I'm going to try to do something to motivate it forward and or move around. But, I mean, it's just not productive. Okay? Now, $60,000 question, guys. We're going to get back to the SEX because I know that's what everybody wants to talk about. Most of us are up in our age, you know, I mean, I don't think any of my callers are too young. So we've been around the block. We've had a couple of relationships. We got kids. We have memories. Are you guys willing to find and search your spirits and your mind and your soul to find something different when you find that soulmate? Unfortunately, I realize that most of us find our soulmate somewhere after 40 years old. unfortunately, when we're 18, 19, 20 years old, I don't really think we should be in a relationship anyway. We're just too immature to be in something so profound. We're not emotionally prepared to deal with it. But at 40 years old, okay, come on. I know everybody's still not mature, but we should be. And if we are, and if we're going to be positive, what is it that we can do in that relationship to define it, to sustain it? Dr. Rock is always on the biz tip. I'll tell you guys, business is my aphrodisiac because that's what makes the world go round, buying and selling. If you guys create something together on such as a business opportunity, if you have that kinship, that entrepreneurial spirit that likens you together, then how about you guys create something like that? Let's start from the top. That was 310-920. 310-920. Can you guys maybe create a legacy together? Is that going to be possible, or is that too difficult?
That's always possible. Your mate is supposed to be your best friend. You should be able to share everything, including business. You're sharing your life. You can't get any more closer than that.
Yeah, I agree with that. So hypothetically, again, we're dealing with hypotheticals. If you were in a relationship with a mate, how would you approach, you know, that concept, coming together and creating something together?
Well, you should know your mate, so you would be able to find something that you know you both can work together in, and then say, hey, babe, I've been thinking, we're both on this grind, making this money out here, doing it for somebody else. Let's do it for ourselves. I have sought out this information about whatever it is the topic was, and let's have a look at it and see if we can't work something out. Maybe you might want to do something. We could do something like this together.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, perfect. I mean, now, and if you do that in those booty shorts, I mean, it's automatic. He's going to be receptive. You know, he's going to be happy that you're there. And I think it's just the commonality, guys. I mean, building something together will indeed bond two people. And again, Dr. Rock's going to say it, the perfect relationship is when two become one. That's the way God planned it. Become one, all things are possible. We got another caller that just can't chime in. 703-497. We got talking about confessions of a relationship, confessions of a romantic. How are you romantic in your relationship? 703-497.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. My name is Renee.
Oh,
and
say your
I don't
name.
Mind have... saying my I don't mind saying my name.
Okay.
I don't
thank
have
you.
Nothing to hide.
You go, girl.
My thing is this. The way I love a man is from his heart and from his soul. It's not what he looks like, and it's not what he has in his pocket. You know, and it should be where you can communicate, you know, both together. You have it where it's not just a man, but it's a woman, too, that goes out and don't know how to come back in. Mm. And if you can't have that equal yoke together, then it's not going to work. You know, and another problem with men and women, and I, you know, have a page, and I think Dr. Rock might know who I am, and I thank him for turning me on to the station. And
oh,
I wrote it on my page, and what I wrote was this. What might look good on the outside isn't always clean in the inside.
Mm.
So when you go out there and you're looking, don't look for someone that, you know, might look like that perfect man or that perfect woman. Is, you know, what's in the heart and the soul. It's not about the money, and it's not about, you know, a car. It's about how you can respect each other. And majority of the time, you have them when they, where they just want to party. I'm not into partying, but I just want to be able to do things with my partner, go places with my partner. And if you can't do things together, it's not going to work.
Right, exactly.
So,
we appreciate
it. I thank you for turning me on to your station, and I will be listening, you know, even more.
Hey, we appreciate you. We got love for you. Thank you for the advice.
And I thank y'all, and y'all have a blessed weekend.
Thank you, dear.
All right.
Yeah, like we were saying, guys, this is what it's all about. What it's all about is when others come together and they can give this type of advice that is fruitful and it can bless somebody else. I mean, that's what it's all about. Okay, 309-706. We're gonna want you to talk to us a minute. Hopefully 860-670 is going to be kind of coming back from his workout. We need a male perspective. But 309-706, can you, like, talk to your man about business? Or maybe is that a good idea or what?
Yeah, I can. I like it. I like to see us grow.
Okay.
I like to also share, but I like to see us grow. You know, you have to have a certain amount of ability of what you want in life. If you sit and never always just say, I want to do and never try to do, you'll never do. And it's hard. It's hard in a black community, you know what I'm saying, for all of us to reach. You know, we was talking about how even when people would die, you know, and everybody get together, even in a relationship, it should be that, just like that. What we going to do, just like the young lady said, we need to set a plan. What do we want? How much money we want in the bank? We don't even have to have, we can have separate accounts, but we going to have a household, a business account together too. You know, that person should be safe in their relationship through everything, medically, physically, just build. And you're not just building for you. You build it for your kids, a kids, and our kids, our future. We are really messed up. You know, if we don't start showing the love. And when you talk about talking, and I can talk, but I always say in a relationship, it takes two sets of ears to listen and one mouth to speak. And a lot of people have that problem. But I learned in a marriage, don't nobody hear or a relationship. Nobody hear each other until somebody be the big enough person to calm down and listen. But get
that
money.
Communication is a very difficult thing. We got 254-421 on the line. 254-421, we're talking about confessions of a romantic. How do you keep that romance in your relationship? Chime in, please.
I'm just listening since I came in late. Just go ahead to the next person, please.
Wait, no, this is the famous booty short, the infamous booty short. We know that you got some confessions to put out here. We know that you know how to keep your brother happy. You don't have to wait for nobody to talk. We already know you got some advice for us. Come on, now. Come on, now. We know that you know how to spark that inspiration in your man, you know. That little banging body in them booty shorts. It works every time, doesn't it? He don't even want to eat.
Well, you know,
he don't even
want to
eat dinner. You know?
All right.
Hey, come on with it, man. Come on with it. It's been a minute. It's good to hear from you again.
I know. I'm late. I'm sorry I'm late by calling in. There's something I had to do.
We're just glad to hear from you. This is one of our original callers from, you know, the conceptual stage of Dr. Rock's KKMT Radio Network, and she's been with us for a long time. She's a good friend. And we know that she's going to have some good advice for us. I mean, you know, is business a good thing to talk about? I mean, what do you guys talk about after, you know, you do the Rambo Mambo and you're just sitting there looking at the ceiling fan? What do we do at this point? How do we keep that romance in the relationship? And how do we, you know, just build something together?
Oh, man. So you can be on the spot. Like my thinking cap is not on right now.
Oh, your thinking cap ain't on. See that? Okay, now, we're not going to go there, but I tell you what, we appreciate you being out. Just hang on a minute and stuff. We still want to get that gentleman, the 860 gentleman, if he's listening in. I think he still has his phone on. He's doing a workout and getting that body hard for mama. So we want to make sure that he chimes back in. We only got about 20 minutes left, so let's get him back online if we can.
Okay.
Let's go this route, guys. Let's do this. Confessions of a romantic. Is anybody out there a true romantic? I mean, if you are, holler at me. Straight up. Because you know what? I think if you got romance in your heart, it's difficult for you to even have a bad attitude a lot of times. We're going to talk about this. Attitude is non-productive, whether it be the female or the male. Attitude in a relationship is non-productive, unacceptable, and will not be tolerated. And you got to know that before you trip over the broom, you know, before you decide to have some Bambinos, you got to know that that person is going to be a team player. Take some time to see, you know, how they deal with adversity, issues, how they deal with you saying that word no. And that means males and females. I mean, if you can't understand that sometimes it's not going to be your way, then we may have a problem, you know. Sometimes I do have to put the baby to sleep, and the baby might be sick, and I might not be able to satisfy you. You know, if you got an attitude with me, why don't you come in this bedroom with me with this child so we can nurture this child together? That's our child. You know, how does that person respond to the word no? Very important, guys. Do they? Understanding is the best thing in the world. But if it ain't no understanding there, what happens? You got conflict. You got drama. You know, and we got to figure this thing out, man. If we don't work it out, it's not going to get worked out. And everybody ain't mature these days. You know, everybody might be grown, but they just ain't mature. We have to realize that when you become a part of a relationship, there is no one anymore. There is no me. It's about us.
It's not a one-side thing.
Yeah, it's about us at this
point,
guys.
Yeah, but you got to work towards that. It just don't come. I mean, just don't walk in a relationship and say, hey, it's a one-sided thing. You have to learn that person and get to know that person before you share it all with them. You know,
What I'm saying is that once you enter a relationship, you should be able, mature enough to put that on yourself, to understand that I got to leave me out of the equation because at this point, it's about us.
And you're never going to learn. Oh, you're not going to never learn everything about that person. I don't care how long you've been with a person.
Yeah,
exactly. It's enough.
Well, you can learn some things. Again, I'm sure everybody on the line has heard people say, you know, people talk about they've been in a relationship with somebody 20 years, and they say, well, I thought I knew that person. You know, if you think, I mean, most of us, excuse me, the Dr. Rock said it, we don't know who the hell we are. So when we actually perceive to think that we know somebody else, we're kind of setting ourselves up for the old okey-doke. You know, for real. I mean, I'm not clairvoyant or telepathic, and Dr. Rock ain't no prestidigitator. I'm just a man. I would never assume that I totally know someone else, what they're thinking, and or what they're going to do, because I don't. I simply do not. And that's, I think, we set ourselves up for that one sometimes, guys. So we don't want to do that. We just want to make sure that, you know, hopefully there is some trust involved.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Oh, Miss Verna. It's in the chat line. KT, can you open up that chat?
All right.
Hey, Super V. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Ms. Vern up there in Dallas area. She also has a show. She's been on a sabbatical, but we're going to have her, we just call her Super V. We're going to have her doing a romance show with us also. She's giving us a wave and a shout-out. So she was in and she was out. Don't worry about it, Professor K. But again, guys, I mean, love precludes the fact we gotta, you know, we have to be responsible to each other. And responsibility means that, you know, if I love you, then I'm going to make sure that I do what it takes to keep you happy and whole. I think the best scenario is that if I'm 100% into you and you are 100% into me, then that's the equation right there, guys. We've just negated our own ego, and yet we're going to take care of each other. And I know that entails a lot of trust. But we have to give that a try. Now, is everybody out there doing that? Background noise in there. We got some background noise. Is everybody capable of attempting to do that? That's the key. If you're not capable of doing that, then you're right. You know, some kind of way, somewhere, we're going to have to trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a choice in the matter. It's just, I mean, if you're going to be sleeping next to that person, you know, excuse my French, eating dinner with them, raising kids with them, excuse my French again, sharing bodily fluids with them,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to learn to trust that person somewhere along the line. And, you know, I know it's difficult. Dr. Rock got some trust issues, and they don't stem from relationships so much, but nevertheless, the person that understands that I might have an issue with trust would take it upon themselves to initiate something that they can give to the relationship that would make the doctor feel more secure. That's what I'm talking about, being positive, being affirmed, and doing something to make that person feel better, as opposed to just sitting back and saying, "Oh, girl, he just insecure, girl." Maybe he's not insecure. Maybe you are doing something to make him feel unsure about, you know, whether or not you're committed to the relationship. I mean, like going out every Thursday and Friday with the girls, that ain't securing no relationship. But we're going to go back to the Confessions of a Romantic, and we want to get the true romantic, 254, back on the line. 254-421, we're talking about Confessions of a Romantic. We got the ultimate, the quintessential romantic on the phone. And we need those words of inspiration that somebody's going to listen to tomorrow, and they're going to say, "You know what she said? That makes a lot of sense." So,
go ahead. I was going to say, I like to treat that person the way I want to be treated. You know, mm-hmm. Show him how I feel. You know how you want somebody to treat you. How you the feeling? Your inner feeling. So I give my feeling towards him like. I treat you the way I want to be felt, you know.
Exactly.
Show you my inner feelings, and hopefully that inspires you, because that's the way it should show you how I care about you. We're going to keep this romance in, you know. That's me. That's how I do it.
Exactly.
That
yeah.
might not work for everybody.
Well, what she's saying is you're going to be transparent with that person and open. I'm going to let you know exactly who I am. And the fact that I'm going to treat you the same way I want you to treat me.
No.
I'm going to give that love that I have for you unconditionally. I'm going to love you because that's how I feel. Not because you're giving me love back, but simply because I feel that way when I see your lip curl up in the corner when you say certain syllables. I feel that way when you got on those peach-colored booty shorts and I get inspired. I feel that way when you come home with them fat checks from that business deal. You know what I'm saying, guys? That's inspiration. I mean, for real. Yeah, I mean, 310-920. You happy when that man come home with a $10,000 check?
Of course I am. And I supported him all the way to the bank.
Yeah, here we go. We went right back to that no sexist zone.
Because
his money is your money is your money. His money is your money. Right?
No, our money is our money. There is no his and hers. It's ours.
Okay, let's flip the script on that. What happens if he comes home and that deal fell through? He beat down. He's Ronald. You know, and he's really, you know, trying to figure this thing out. What can you do at that point?
Keep it real. Keep it moving. Just because that deal fell through doesn't mean that the next deal will fall through.
Mm-hmm.
Assess the situation. Figure out what it is that you didn't do that you needed to do and make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Become analytical.
Support him. Don't support him. Don't beat him down and be mm-hmm. abusive to him, because that mate, that partner has a tendency to do that. And don't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, unfortunately, we do that. We emasculate
yeah.
our mates. We do have a tendency to say, you know, get a job without assisting that person to get a job.
Yeah.
We have the audacity to say, again, you know, make love to me, and I've been with you for 10 years, but I never get an orgasm, without telling them again, hey, look here, put your hand right here. Do you
That's right.
See my eyes? You notice my butt coming off the bed? That's it. Remember it. Put an X on that spot. Write a poem about it.
Let you know what,
you know
a
what
hot
saying?
Spot right then and there.
Right there. That's it. I mean, I'm gonna keep it. I think Denzel used to say, "I'm gonna break it down to you like you're a 4-year-old." You know, I ain't gonna make it too difficult for you, because I want you to get there, stay there, until I slap you upside the head and tell you, "Yeah, no, I love you, man." That's love, did. That's some love. That's communication in whatever vernacular you want to choose it, ghettorific or bougie.
But,
it's
you know, sometimes we have the intention of not telling our mate, you know, the right spot or whatever, you know, for him to find it, you know. Why? Just go ahead and tell him, and he already knows. If it's something you don't like, let him know that that's not it, you know. But a lot of us don't, even some of the men the same way, you know. That
yeah.
There's certain things they don't want to be done, and they won't say anything because they say, okay, they mate. But come on now, y'all need to talk about it. And
yeah.
everybody be satisfied.
Yeah. I mean, you tell the doctor where that spot is. I got my flashlight, my cowboy boots on. I got a rope, and I'm swinging at it. You know, I'm going to do a 3.5 with a full twist, land on that spot with full force and a physics abacus. I'm going to do Chinese math on that mug. I guarantee it's going to be hair weave all over the place.
Like you can tell it, well, baby, that might not be the what's called. I mean, it was okay and everything, but baby, I'm going to tell you something just a little bit better. A little bit better, because take me to higher ground. But half of us are scared to even say that because they say, you know, we putting our mate down. No, we just letting them know. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
And that goes to the mate also. I mean, can the mate accept being told that? That's why that goes back to that openness, that sacrifice.
Touché.
Was possibly your pride. I mean, I'm speaking like this as a man. I mean, hope I'm not too graphic. I'll tell, if I'm with a woman, I'll tell in a second. Look, I can explore this thing, or you can just tell me what you like, and I can get right on it right away.
That's right.
And that's what it takes. And I'm proud that my co-host said that. I mean, he is not just handling the switchboard, guys. I think he's listening, he's learning, and he's growing. And you know what? We got to be good students. We have to be willing to learn from our mates. And if she says, okay, baby, that's good, but, you know, a little bit to the left, you know, and you go right, and she say, oh, hey, your other left. Don't be offended. You know, again, because I guarantee you, when you finish, boy, she's going to make you the biggest Dagwood sandwich you ever seen. She's going to be skipping the next day. You're going to see her. She's going to be light on her feet. She's going to be dealing with the world totally different, and so will you. You know, again, that man that likes, you know, the oral fixation or a certain type of position for penetration, and she's willing to comply, I mean, it don't get no better than that, guys. I mean, we're not going to negate sex. Sex is love. Sex is union. It's bonding. It's not just sex. Believe me, when you give your body to someone else, they take away a piece of you, and you give them a piece of you. Either one of those, but believe me, that's an invasion upon your spirit, and you better be careful about it. Watch who you give it to. Again, Dr. Rock is talking about being safe in cyberspace at Stop and Go or Kroger's.
Mm-hmm.
You meet that old boy at Kroger's. I know he's 6'4", high yellow with good hair. He's driving a Mercedes, but that's his shit. Straight up. But if you let him use what he got to get what he want, he gonna see if you'll do a couple of little strange things for a little change.
Hmm.
He might give you cab fare, and then he might not. But he might change his phone number the next week.
Uh-huh.
Take time to know him. And again, you know, but we're talking about real relationships. We ain't talking about the freaky, because see, next week we're going to be doing Confessions of a Who? Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night. The doctor said it. Because we're going to keep it real. We keep it at 100. We're going to keep it 120%. No, make that 130. That's a biblical number. Because if we don't keep it real, I mean, how can you blossom something from deception and fakeness? How can something that's called love grow from deceit? That math don't work. If you love me, we did a show on it, guys. How did it go, Professor K? Don't tell me you love me and then do what?
Don't
show me. Your actions say something totally different.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you keep telling me you love me and yet you don't show it, basically, I'm just upset. Did 860 or 670, he finished with his workout yet?
Oh, I'm all done.
Okay, there he is. We want to get a male perspective. You came in on the tail end. You got them pecs real hard about right now, and I know some worlds out there for you to rock. But we're talking about Confessions of a Romantic, and we want to know how you make it romantic for that special someone.
I try so hard, but it just don't work.
What?
Like today, I got home from work, I cooked dinner, I got two loads of washing going, and then I went to the gym. I'll come home tonight, and it'll be see you later. Nice to know you.
Oh, you washing clothes too?
Oh, I cooked dinner today, you know, all that stuff.
Are you supposed to come home to at least a jean skirt?
Shit.
Come on now.
I'll give you an example. My anniversary, 26 years in May, I was off, washed the kitchen floor, washed the bathroom, washed the living room, cooked dinner, bought roses. She walked in the door and said, what you do wrong now?
Oh!
Oh,
okay,
maybe
we look like we are.
I'm talking to you experts now to tell me how I'm supposed to solve this.
Well, we got a brick wall there somewhere. Again, Dr. Watt prescribes the big pill. Turn everything off and touch that person with a gentle touch and say, babe, I really need to talk to you. Touch their face very gently and say, you know what? Always preclude your conversation with this. I love you very much. I love what we have and where we're going to go. But I need you to work with me on this. I truly do. I need to know that you love me too. Not by saying it, you know, I need to see it in your actions. You know, when we make love, I need you to meet me. I need you to get that ass off that bed and come and get it. I don't need you to sit back and just enjoy the stroke. I need to show that you're a willing participant in the process that we call love. And, you know, and you got to say, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I just need you to meet me halfway, please. I'm asking you this with love in my heart and love in my eyes and with a gentle touch. And then the only thing you can do is sit back and see if she's going to be complicit, compliant, or complaining. So, I mean, you kind of brought down the whole show. But I tell you what we want you
to do. Well, also, too, you need to ask the question.
Hey, go ahead.
No,
ask the question. I mean, there's a problem somewhere, so you need to find out where the problem is. I mean, if you're doing all this, believe me, a true woman, you know, washing clothes and cleaning and everything, coming to a clean house, come on now. Something is still definitely wrong. Y'all need to sit there and talk to find out if there's a problem somewhere, and y'all need to figure that out.
Well, we know that there's a problem, 860. We know that there's a problem. We have to break through that barrier, and communication is just the beginning. But Dr. Rock always likes to prescribe to the men, you know, lead by example. Show and give as much love as you can, and hopefully that love will be reciprocated. If it's not, again, you know, that problem is pretty much, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to go anywhere, guys. But again, you're on the KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock, and we're glad that you were here, and we're going to be here again. Again, Confessions of a Freak. We're going to be talking about those freaks next week. But if you're a freak, tune in, chime in at 718-508-908 with the doctor.
I knew right then you were the one, but I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a fake. And if I
ever fall
in love,
a friend,
and if I
ever fall
in love so true, I will be sure that the lady's just like you. If I say that I could be your one and only,
promise
that you'll never leave me lonely, I just wanna be the one you need. Oh baby, I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever
someone who will be my friend,
my friend,
to be with me through thick and thin. Please share my love with me, my friend. I need someone like you. And if I ever fall in love, so true,
I will be sure that